Welcome to the Sunday 15 edition of the His Show podcast. If you are listening today, today is Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. So obviously, man, this is a huge day for those of us in the faith. And man, we just want to elaborate on that a little bit. I got my main man, Austin Robinson, in the booth. We got Weston Haig Lawing back in the booth today. We're going to talk a little bit about the resurrection of Jesus and why that is so important. So to start off with, I'm going to read some scripture, and it's going to be just a little bit more than sometimes we'll typically read. We're coming at you from the Luke's account of this, and it says, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came to the tomb bringing spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. They went in but did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. They were perplexed about this, and suddenly two men stood by them in dazzling clothes. So the women were terrified and bowed down to the ground. "Why are you looking for the living among the dead?" asked the men. "He's not here, but he has risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, 'It is necessary that the Son of Man be betrayed into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and rise on the third day.'" And they remembered his words. So we talked a little bit about last week. Jesus went to the cross to pay the penalty for our sins, and he died for us on that cross. And then 3 days later, to establish his dominance and dominion over this earth and death, he walked out of the tomb. That's what Easter Sunday is about. So just kind of cranking up on some thoughts, like, Austin, Jesus walked out of the tomb, brother. What does that mean to you? Like, when did that get real to you?
Well, before I expand on that, the verse kind of goes along with that, that, you know, it's in the past that I've came across that, you know, I've really kept tight with me and my faith, and my faith journey is out of Hebrews 11:1, and it says, faith shows the reality of what we hope for, and it is the evidence of the things we cannot see. And as that relates to Christ walking out of the tomb, you know, he died on the cross. 3 days later, he raised and he walked out of the tomb, and he was on earth for you know, what was it, 30 more days there. And he walked around. He saw his disciples. He saw different people, and you had the evidence of the holes in his hands and in his feet, the scars that people were able to see. But after that, you know, he was no longer on earth in the human form. And for me as a believer in my faith, you know, that represents the reality of what we hope for. All right, our hope is in Christ. All right, and then in the second part of that verse is the evidence of the things we cannot see. So you can't see Christ now, and but you can see people who are believers. You can see Christ living through them, in their actions, their words, the way they act, the way they love their wife, the way they serve their children, the way they serve others. So for me, that, you know, based off that verse and how it represents Christ walking out of the tomb, is how I try to live my life. I want my faith in Christ to show the reality to those around me of what my hope's in, that's Christ, and for that to be evident in everything that I do. And even though we can't see Christ, I want people to see Christ living through me. So that's what it means to me.
That's awesome, man. Haig, what about you, man? Jesus walked out of the tomb. Like, what's the significance of that, man?
Well, I think the resurrection is the one thing that separates what we believe to be true than any other religion. There's a lot of thought and philosophies and religions, and people worship different things out there. But I'm a pretty logical person. I don't see much gray area in a lot of areas of life, you know, with black is black, white's white, and the truth is the truth. And the reason I believe in Jesus Christ, and the reason I'm a Christian man, is because Jesus rose from the grave on the third day. It's simply what separates Christianity from everything else, is that my God is alive. Mm-hmm. Resurrection Day means one thing to me, and that is who I worship is not dead. Who I worship is a living, thriving God who is alive, And, you know, just a little baseball, just thinking back to my baseball career, my walk-up song, a few different phases of my career was Ain't No Grave. And, you know, I was always held back by fear of failure throughout life, especially on the field. And that it was Johnny Cash's song, Ain't No Grave Can Hold My Body Down. And I kind of chose that as a reminder of, hey, there's no fear of failure here. Nothing can hold me down, all right? And just same thing with Jesus Christ. It's a Christian Johnny Cash song, but I wanted as a player to always separate myself from, you know, everyone else one way or another. And I believe in being different, and I believe in the reason I'm a Christian man is because my God's alive. That's what the resurrection means to me.
No, I love that. And ain't no grave. And while we're on the ain'ts, because that's like that word, Jesus ain't dead. He's alive, right? And
he
ain't dead.
I wouldn't worship a dead person.
That's true, man. That's what separates us as believers, is that the God that we serve came to this earth to pay a price for us and then walked out of the tomb. So on that note, I want to share, you know, one other verse, and it's in Hebrews chapter 2, but it says, now, since the children have flesh and blood in common, Jesus also shared in these, so that through his death he might destroy the one holding the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who were held in slavery all their lives by the fear of death. Guys, this is a game changer for me, because when you know, if you're out there listening, when you are in relationship with Jesus Christ, and you know that you've fallen short, and that Jesus atoned for your sins, and you place your faith in him, what happens to you when you die is secured. And I'm telling you guys today, when you know what's going to happen to you when you die, it really affects the way that you act when you're alive. I guarantee that. So us as humanity and the enemy that runs this world have bind us with the fear of death. And I can honestly say, I don't want to die. That's not something I'm looking forward to, but I know what's going to happen to me when that time comes. I'm going to be with Jesus. So Austin, the fact that Jesus walked out of the tomb and that you know what's going to happen to you when you die, I mean, how does that affect the way that you live your life?
For me, it's simple, and it boils down to this. I know it's not the end, because our time here on earth is just a blimp in history and time, and knowing that there is life after death for people who surrender their lives to Christ and believe in him, believe that he is their Savior. And for me, it's simple. I don't have a long answer for this, but I know this is not the end. And when I die, when I move on from this earth, my life is just going to be started when I reach heaven and live in the presence of God and knowing that, you know, my eternal life rests in his hands.
Mm. What about you, Hegg? The fact that you know what's going to happen to you when you die, that fear of death has been taken from the resurrection when Jesus walked out.
It's a game changer, man. You know, my salvation story isn't very complicated. It's pretty simple. As I began to understand and, you know, the gospel message and know the importance of what it meant to be a Christian, the simplicity of it was the Lord just wearing me out on where I was going to go when I die. And it went to the extent of where I would have nightmares about hell. And I became a Christian because I want to know where I'm going when I die. And as soon as I made that decision, then the other fears in life just dissipated. You know, it's tough to function, be successful, to be a productive member of society if you always got it in the back of your head, you don't know where you're going when you die. It's why people, you know, are scared of the dark, because of this, the fear of the unknown. You cut the lights off, people get scared because they're not sure what's about to happen. They're not sure what's in the room. The fear of the unknown is where all fear, you know, stems from. And, you know, knowing where you're going when you die is frees your life up in ways you'd never imagine.
No, it does, because when you have that ultimate security settled, it just does something with the way that you live your life. And so, as on this Easter Sunday, we said it before and we'll say it again, I mean, because we fall short, Jesus knew that, God knew that, he sent his son Jesus to die in our place and atone for our sins. And then 3 days later, and as we celebrate on Easter Sunday, Jesus walked out of the tomb and defeated that common enemy that each of us have, as we just talked about, death. And there are two kinds of people there. So if you're listening out there today and you're somebody that doesn't know Jesus and you're wondering what's going to happen to you when you die, or you're wondering, or you have that fear, I'm here to tell you that if you know Jesus, we're serving a God that has defeated death, that when this earth journey ends for us, we will be with Jesus. So you're out there and you don't know that and you need that hope, man, I encourage you to reach out. Austin Robinson at fca.org or Lincoln at lincolnlawing.com. Would love to talk to you more about that. And then those of us that do know Jesus, guys, as we just talked about, man, we are serving a God that walked out of the tomb. We are serving a living God and realizing that this earth is not the end. As one of the psalmists says in Psalm 93, you return mankind to the dust, saying, return descendants of Adam. So it's like, hey, whatever we accomplish on this earth, at the end of the day, it's all dust, and it's all about what God's doing with us in eternity. So the fact that we're celebrating that we are serving a God that walked out of the tomb and defeated death is something to celebrate today. So wherever you are, I pray that you're doing that, and I pray that this Sunday 15, this Easter edition, has been something that has given you hope on this Easter Sunday. So Austin Robinson, Haig Lawing, Lincoln Lawing, signing off of the Sunday 15 Easter edition of the His Show podcast.